certain subject, you saw it out on the board when you come in. It's time for enlargement. Time for increase. Amen. Time to expand. The church been too small too long. And I want to teach you this morning some things about expanding, enlarging, how to do it, share with you about your kingdom citizenship, what it really is. A lot of times people don't know what it is, and I receive. People don't know what it is, you know. And just a little different this morning, but that's all right. All right. Nothing wrong with being different, you know. I just want you to, some things I want you to catch a hold of today. Very important. And when they get through sowing, let them sow, and then we'll get into it. I don't want them to miss nothing. You understand? Yeah, I don't want to start ministering while they're sowing. There's two ministries going on at the same time. Amen? But I just want to get you prepared for different. What's your first name?
Debbie.
Debbie. All right, Deb.
Thank you.
Got you. All right. Mm-hmm. She's a new member. That's why I asked her what her first name. She told me the other night what her name was. All right. Luke chapter 17. Now, it's going to be a little different because there's something I have to reveal that the Holy Ghost is revealing to the church. Luke chapter 17, verse 20. Now, we're dealing with, I went over this so many times, stepping into kingdom enlargement. I know I have to work it out. But stepping into kingdom, say it, stepping into kingdom enlargement. Very important that the kingdom is for your enlargement, for the expand, for the increase. Now, the religious people who ask Jesus this question, they constantly tried to trap Jesus. Here in Luke 17, 20. And you're going to find something out here that's going to be startling to what you have learned over the years. Here in 17:20, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, he was demanded of who?
The Pharisees.
These are real religious folks. They're Jews, but they're not born again. When the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with what? All right, now here we go. I want you to catch this. 21st verse says, neither should he say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, this is where you got to understand that. He couldn't have meant that the kingdom of God was in them. That's who he was talking to. But yet he said to them, the kingdom of God is within you.
Right.
To the Pharisee.
Yes, sir.
What is Pharisee he talking to?
Yes,
and he said, what? The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God could not have been within them. Mm-hmm. So why did Jesus say that? And why have we studied so long and saw it as one way of Jesus saying the kingdom of God is within us? Actually, literally, the statement means the kingdom of God is in your midst. Talking about himself. Even though they were there, they didn't believe in him, but he was saying, listen, y'all looking everywhere, but the kingdom of God is in your midst.
Amen.
All right? Now, with that in mind, my brothers and sisters, understand that Jesus is in us. So that means the kingdom of God is within us. But to those who he's talking with at that time, the kingdom of God was not within them. The kingdom of God was in their midst.
Right. Right.
But the kingdom of God now, Christ in me, the hope of glory, is in me now.
Yes.
Now, Romans 14.
Yes,
what is this kingdom? A lot of time in studying the word of God, you find what something is and what is not. What is, you're not going to be able to function properly in this kingdom. You're not going to be able to step into the enlargement of the kingdom unless you really know what it is not and what it is. Romans 14:17. Notice it, the Bible defined it itself. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. What's the matter with y'all back there? Why y'all don't have it on the board? Romans 14:17. Is that a scripture? For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. So it's not natural. Okay. But what it is, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's not a natural kingdom, it's a spiritual kingdom. Now, Colossians 1:13 declared that I've been translated into that kingdom. Look at Colossians 1:13. I'm delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So I'm in the kingdom and the kingdom in me. Now, note this, you who take a note. The kingdom is not a place. The kingdom is a position. The kingdom is a government. The kingdom is an authority. The kingdom is a dominion that you have on the inside of you. The kingdom equates with Romans 8:2. We deliver from the power of darkness, translated into the kingdom of God, this one. The kingdom operate and equated with Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. See, the kingdom consists of divine laws, government, dominion, and power that I have the ability to function in because I'm born in the kingdom. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
See, it's not a religious, it's not a place, it's a positioning.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I can operate in certain governments, certain laws, laws of the spirit. It put me in the realm of functioning in the supernatural. Miracles, signs, and wonders, because I'm a kingdom citizen. But it's not meat and drink. Again, I'm going to go back. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now turn to Matthew chapter, a lot of scriptures this morning. Matthew 13. The kingdom consists of four or five things you need to know. The kingdom is a kingdom, is a seed kingdom. And you have to be able to see, hear, and understand on a certain level to function in it. So those four things, it's a seed kingdom, it's a seeing kingdom, it's a hearing kingdom, it's an understanding kingdom.
Amen.
It's a seed kingdom, it's a hearing kingdom, it's a understanding kingdom. So it's four things, seed, seeing, hearing, and understanding by the Spirit.
Amen.
By the Spirit. See, religion's not going to get it. And just going to church is not going to get it. I am a kingdom citizen, and I have certain ways I can operate that is not normal.
Amen.
See, now that's where when the word impossible, huh? It is erased out of your vocabulary when you understand how to operate in the laws of the Spirit as a kingdom citizen.
Amen.
What did I tell you turn last? All right, now you're going to see a marvelous thing here. In this chapter, all of those things about the kingdom is taught. It's taught about the seed. It's taught about seeing. It's taught about hearing. You're taught in that chapter, Jesus is teaching, about understanding. Also in that chapter, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of mystery. And that when you, hallelujah, when you know how to function in the mysteries of God, you're gone, baby. When God can show you his mystery. So look in the 13th chapter, 11th verse.
Yes, sir.
The 11th verse.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's it. How many of y'all would like to live in more abundance?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. See, with this, you're going to have to learn your kingdom citizenship rights. What the kingdom of God really is and how to function in the kingdom of God properly.
Yes,
It's spiritual laws. It's not just reading the Bible. No, it's laws that you have to get a revelation of the mystery of the kingdom. He also said to them, because it is given to you to know what? It's given to you to know the mystery. Secrets, mystery. Secrets, hidden, unknown by natural man. But because you're a citizen, you can walk in it. You can understand things that you can't see naturally. You can't hear naturally. You can't, it's not about feeling, it's about revelation. You are a child of God. You're born into God's family. God has given you a plan supernaturally to function in this world by faith that cannot be stopped. There's no such thing as you being jammed. Now, Jesus teaching here, he says, he answered and said to them, because it's given unto you to know. It is given unto you to know. It is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom. It is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom. Don't mess around, Jesus said. It's given to you to know how to operate, how to function supernaturally. To you is given to you to know how, look, to know the mystery of the kingdom. How many of y'all see that?
Yes,
of heaven. But to them, it is not given. All right, did you really see it? Huh?
Yes,
go to the next verse now. I'm going to see if you're seeing it. Go to the next verse.
Yes, sir.
Are you increasing? Are you in abundance? Are you in the same place the last 19 years? He said, for whosoever has, if you don't have it, John 10:10 going to kick in A. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance.
Yes,
you see it?
Yes, sir.
But look what it said at the other end. But whosoever has not, what? That's John 10:10, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So everything or every way that your life is not productive is based on ignorance. Because the power there,
yes, sir.
It's available. It's to you because the power was made available for you.
Yes, sir.
You're a kingdom citizen, right?
Yes, sir.
So your life should constantly be being enlarged.
Yes,
increase. Increase is part of your lifestyle. Yes, because the Father wants you busy about his business.
Yes, sir.
So if you take care of his business,
right.
Hey, he take care of yours. So when we talk about stepping into kingdom enlargement, let's look at, what is this? 1 Chronicles 4, Jabez prayer. Either 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles. One, two. The 1 Chronicles 4, 10. 1 Chronicles 4, 10. I want you to see this because I'm about to take you somewhere. Stepping into kingdom enlargement. In other words, there's so much more. Look at me and listen. There's so much more that God has for you that this world can't offer you. As a Christian, you must stop living by worldly standard. You're not only a citizen of the United States, you're a citizen of the kingdom of God. And the United States does not tell you how your life going to come out. That's what I like about Daniel and them. They live in another country, but the country didn't rule them. We're citizens. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I have divine rights. I have supernatural rights, supernatural laws, supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge, supernatural understanding. I'm not a church mouth. I'm a child of God.
Yes, sir.
Hear this boy. Yeah. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. Now, it seemed like this is a silly prayer. This is a selfish prayer. But when you get blessed, you look selfish. Because it's so much be happening to you. You know, people say, look at her. Look what she got. Look what she got down there. But it's just God just blessing you. And a religious person not going to understand real blessing.
Yes, sir.
A religious person will not understand the real blessing of God. Because many people think this world can outdo God. But it can't, because God made this world. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, now look what he said. Psalm 7. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And now look at the next part. And what? You ever prayed that? You ever asked the Lord to enlarge your coat? I hear a few spiritual folks. And enlarge my course, and that thy, wait now, look what he said next. And that thy hand be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Enlargement bring evil with it. And the reason why a lot of God's children not enlarged, because God protected them from evil. But if you show God, you know how to function in a large place, and that you're going to stay in a position he can keep his hand on you.
Yes.
Come on, listen to me. See, God want to know, can I keep my hand on you? If I bless you at the amount you want to be blessed, do I still have control of your life? Oh, y'all right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. See, the enlargement goes along with how much my hand can stay on you. So this boy knew that. So this boy said, bless me, enlarge my clothes, and he let God know, and look, I'm not going to try to get some money to you when you bless me.
Yeah.
Keep your hand on me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That, look what he said. That thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people get enlarged and enter into grief. Because they lose their respect for God. And look at the end of this statement, of this scripture. What did it say? What's that? 1 John 5:14-15? You know what 1 John 5:14-15 says? This is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to where he is. And if we know he is, we know what? So that undoubtedly was God's will, right? Not just for Jabez. Kingdom citizen, that's God's will for you. But you got to, you just can't ask him for the blessing. You got to ask him, keep your hand on me. Keep me lined up. How many see what I'm saying? How many won't go there? Why, I'm teaching you this morning. Well, you need to grab a hold of this. Some of y'all in a spot you need to get out. In a place you've been too long. Your kingdom citizenship is ready to function. Your kingdom citizenship is ready to function. Your kingdom citizenship is ready to function. Your kingdom citizenship is ready to function and take you into your large place. The kingdom of God is not natural but supernatural. Think about this. From this day forward, I want this to happen to you. Kingdom enlightenment. Kingdom empowerment. Kingdom encounters. Kingdom experiences will produce kingdom enlargement in you. And it's for to accelerate God's purpose on earth. That's another thing we got to do, that the kingdom enlargement is based on God's purpose. Are you listening? Turn to Matthew. Let me make a statement. Write this down. Make the call for greater measures of the kingdom to be manifested in the earth. In the Lord's Prayer then, Matthew 6:10, look what it says. Thy kingdom come, will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's our assignment down here. Our assignment is not to build 3 tabernacles. You know, Peter was on the mountain when the God started moving, he wanted to build three tabernacles. You're not yet for to build no three tabernacles. You're here to move my spirit, move my will, move my word. That's so right. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord. That's a call for the kingdom, isn't it?
Yes,
then in the same passage, thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Mm-hmm. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
So you, if you want to enlarge in the kingdom, you want a larger measurement of God to be functioning in the earth realm. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we define the kingdom. Now, I want to expand your thinking and speaking about the kingdom of God. And there's a scripture that can expand your thinking and speaking about your citizenship as the kingdom of God. It's in the Old Testament. There in 1 Chronicles 29,
yes,
verse 11. Uh-huh. This man give us an insight of the kingdom before Jesus came to manifest the kingdom to us. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. And? And? My God. And? And? The kingdom of God is our and life. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
I hit you hard, you're a woman, but you heard it, huh? The kingdom of God is an and life.
Yeah.
It's a life of addition.
Yes, sir.
Then it turned into multiplication.
Come on.
See? And so we cannot stay in the same spot just shouting and getting excited over the scripture. We need to function in the scripture. You need to leave here with a functioning concept. That the Spirit of God told me through the man of God this morning that God wants my life to enlarge, expand. The expansion of your life expands the kingdom. Because when you say you're a Christian, now, here's what I heard the Spirit say. When you walk into a shopping center or a store, the kingdom is in the midst. Any place of business you go to, the kingdom of God is in the midst. When you're driving your car down the highway, the kingdom is in the midst of that traffic. Because there's somebody in that car can cause a miracle to happen right now. There's somebody in that car know their God and can do exploit. You follow what I'm saying? See, it's beyond just hanging on the bench.
Yeah.
It's hanging out with God.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Hanging out with God.
Yeah.
All the time. And you and God can make anything happen.
Yeah.
That's kingdom citizenship. So enlargement, don't let enlargement intimidate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let it invite you. When you see one of your sister or brother expanding in the glory of God, in the anointing and witnessing and material things, get happy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jabez, ask for it. Did you ask for it? Ask the Lord to enlarge you. Now, one of your favorite scriptures changed now. It changed. The kingdom of God is not a place. It's a position.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of God is not a place. It's principles. Divine principle that you can work because you're in the citizen of, you're a citizen of the kingdom. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this changed Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Change it now. Because the kingdom, if the kingdom of God within me is not a place, it's a position. I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God. So if I'm seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, what am I seeking? When the Bible says, seek ye first, how, thank you, young man, how to function in the position, how to operate as a kingdom citizen. So when he says seek ye first, he said seek. He's not telling you seek a place, how to operate, how to function, how to manifest, how to demonstrate. Come on, class. You see it? So when he says seek ye first the kingdom of God, you're not seeking a place, you're seeking an operation. See? And he'll show it to you. I do it every day. I function as a kingdom of God citizen. That's why I'm so blessed. Not just in material, I'm just blessed. Because the Christians have a right to function in the principles and the operation of the kingdom of God. See, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Look at what he said next, his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. And all the insufficiencies you have in your life. And you really are a genuine citizen of God. And you love God. And all God wants you to do, and you're trying. That's all God. The old song in the street, you say, you can make it if you try. All God wants you to do is try. He wants you to try. He wants you to know if you mess up and he tell you about it, you correct it. And God will keep working with you. See, now, what is the Lord doing here this morning? The Lord is calling you to promotion. He wants you to step in. Something I'm about to show you in a few moments that's really going to give you step by step how to do it. How to enlarge, stepping into the kingdom enlargement. But you got to know what the kingdom is, what the kingdom is not. You must know what you're doing when you're seeking the kingdom. You're seeking kingdom wisdom, kingdom understanding, kingdom knowledge, that you can function in the will, plan, and the supernatural power of God. Are you listening to me? See, when he says seek ye first the kingdom of God, he's not talking about a place. He's talking about your position. Because you're a citizen of the kingdom, to operate and function in a supernatural manner. How many understanding that? Okay, all right. Now, if I take you further, would you go?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me run you through a few things. Colossians 1:13, I'm a possessor of kingdom citizenship. Colossians 1:13, put it up right quick. Because I'm about to go to another one. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and it translated us into the kingdom of dear son. So you're a Christian, right?
Yes, sir.
So I am a possessor of kingdom citizenship. Okay. In Luke chapter 1, verse 32 and 33, it reveals to us that it's a no-ending kingdom. Now, let me quickly take you through these stages of enlargement. The Lord showed me about kingdom enlargement, and he showed me a certain way. He showed me in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. Turn there, if you will. It's amazing how if the Spirit of God takes you somewhere, he'll take you in the most unlikely places to show you and give you evidence of how something works. In Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54. I'm going to show you six or seven steps to operate in your kingdom citizenship, how you got to do it. You're talking about enlargement, right? Expanding, being blessed. Hallelujah!
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 I see some of y'all not saying nothing. What y'all come here for? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I get happy by myself up here, y'all. Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy.
And his mercy.
Endures forever.
Endures forever.
I just want praise in me. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Shoo.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's take a moment here and call on him.
Glory to God.
Teaching you about your kingdom citizenship. Teaching you from a supernatural perspective. Teaching you that God wants you to step in kingdom enlargement. God wants you to step in kingdom enlargement. So you have to know how to do it. It's my kingdom right to be blessed.
It's my kingdom right to be blessed. Yes. Thank you. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you.
Kingdom, listen to me. Kingdom deliverance belong to me in every situation. I don't care if I was wrong.
Yeah.
If I turn and say, Lord, I'm sorry,
yeah.
I'm supposed to get delivered.
Yeah. That's right.
Why? Because I'm already delivered from the power of darkness.
Yeah.
So the power of darkness chicken me,
right.
And the Holy Spirit enlightened me,
yeah.
I got a right to get out of it.
Yeah.
So why are you sitting here today thinking you're not going to make it?
Yeah.
Why you think things not going to change? God sent you here for me to tell you it's changing right now. Say,
I'm a kingdom citizen.
I don't supposed to be lonely. I don't supposed to be worried. I don't supposed to be sad. I don't supposed to be broke. I don't supposed to be sick. I don't supposed to be wondering how I'm going to make it. I don't supposed to be going around, nobody know the trouble I see. Yeah, God see it. You're supposed to have joy.
That's right.
You're going to have opposition, but so what?
That's right.
You know who's going to win.
That's right.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop looking at the other person. They got a worse problem than you. You just don't know it.
Right.
Sit down, sit down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm coming out. Say, I'm coming out. I'm going in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Preach myself happy here, boy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's no such thing as no hope with a kingdom citizen. The world trying to put damper on us, you know, trying to make us tell us that they are greater than us. The world people try to tell us they're greater than a Christian, but they're not greater than a Christian. Boy, once that Christian learned their rights, I know for myself, once you learn your rights, hallelujah, you know what I'm talking about? Ow, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. He brought me from a mighty long way. Did he bring you? He did things for me that I can't do for myself. Did he do it?
Yeah.
Nobody know what the Lord has done for me. Can he do it?
Yeah.
If he did it once, he could do it again.
Yeah.
Can he do it?
Yeah.
I think somebody ought to pray to him right now. I hear the Spirit of God say, if you only know what the Lord has done for me, some I can tell and some I can't tell. Some of it's just between me and God. But he brought me out of dark places. He brought me when they thought they had me down. The Lord lifted me up because God is a good God. I say, God is a good God. Who's going to help me here? God is a good God. This God Almighty, he's a good God. Isn't he a good God? The old folks used to say, I used to hear my old pastor say, he brought me through seen and unseen day. He brought me through dangers I couldn't see myself. But he had me covered. You think I'm not going to praise him? You think I'm going to stand in here and keep my mouth closed? When the Lord been good to me. When other people turn their back on you. Other people shut you out. God open another door. He can make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness, hallelujah. Oh my goodness, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, sit down one more minute. Sit down. We'll go. Sit down one more minute. One more minute. I just want to tell somebody what the Lord have done for me. He hold my hand late in the midnight hour. The Lord hold my hand. When everybody else going to sleep, the Lord still walking in my house. Ow! Talking to me. Telling me that I'm his own. Good God Almighty. Somebody need to know about what the Lord have done for me. I got to tell somebody. I live in a strong, mighty kingdom. The kingdom of God is not a weak kingdom, because Jesus is the king in the kingdom. I walk in the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection and the power of the ascension and the power of the Holy Ghost. I got a Jesus living on the inside of me. And because Jesus living on the inside of me, I got power that you don't even know about.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Somebody help me in here.
Hallelujah.
Help me to pray and thank him for how good he's been to us.
Yes.
The Lord's been good to us.
Yes.
I say the Lord's been good to us.
Yes.
Have he been good to you?
Yes.
Oh my, he's been
Hallelujah.
Mighty good to me. And I trust him.
Hallelujah.
I
thank
trust him.
Lord.
Do you trust him?
Yes.
But I'm telling you, everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, the Lord gonna see about it.
Yes.
The Lord will take care of you.
Yes.
How many know the Lord will take care of you?
Yes.
He took care of me so many times when I couldn't take care of myself. When I was lost in my sin, I heard somebody preaching John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That Sunday morning, I was a sinful wretch. I'd been live a raggedy life. But I heard the voice of God through that little preacher saying, God, I'll take you in right now. As you are. 44 years ago, I stood on my feet and I took the preacher's hand. I want that Jesus you're preaching about. How many of y'all remember your day? I don't know how you came through, but I came through on John 3:16. I became a citizen of the kingdom of God. I refuse to live a small life with a big God on the inside of me. God about to turn some things around for you. If I just can get you to shout this morning, God about to do some things for you. God is a good God. I say God is a good God. God is a good God. Is he a good God? He's a good God. He's a good God. He have done so many things for us. He washed our tears away. He washed our sins away. Hey! He's a good God. I want to praise him right now. I want to shout. I want to shout. I want to shout. Thank you for what he's done for us. He's done a lot of stuff for us. I want to give him the glory. Who in y'all want to give him the glory? I'm not going to let these few things I'm going through. I'll be through in a minute. I'm not going to let these few things I'm going through right now lock me down. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the Lord knows. The Holy Ghost knows. Jesus knows. Heaven knows what I'm going through, but I'm not planning on staying here. I'm hearing the man of God tell me I can get out because I'm a kingdom citizen. No power of darkness will hold me no more. I'm supposed to live in the light. Whatever wrong in my life, God is correcting it right now. As I sit under his word, as I sit in his church, as I sit in his spirit, God is working it out right now. Somebody shout. God will do something here. Woo! Do something here. Somebody shout. Now sit down, let me show you something. Sit down, let me show you something. Get your notepad out. You in Isaiah 54? Huh? Huh? You don't know where you at, huh? I don't know where I'm at, brother. Watch what I'm about to tell you now. Watch what I'm about to tell you. All of your barrenness are over. Whatever has not been producing in your life, I speak to it today that it's going to produce. Whatever in your life you need to be pregnant with, today is conception. Read now, read with me. This is the first thing. First thing that happened when you're enlarging the kingdom, barrenness is over. Sing. Look at the first word. Sing. O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Barrenness is over. When you understand kingdom enlargement, there's no such thing as being barren. So now get me right now. The barrenness we're talking about here is what you need in your life that haven't come forth. You're becoming impregnated with today because of your kingdom citizenship. So he says, sing. You got to have a song now. You got to sing, sing something. Sing, you better sing something. You better sing something. He says, sing. And he said, that did not bear, it would bear. You see that? Now, here's where the Lord really worked with me at for this text this morning. I was praying. He started telling me this. Enlarge the place that I attend. Yeah. What? I said, what? He said, enlarge. Uh-huh. What you enlarge for? More coming. You need more room. Underline that word, enlarge. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let me have got these words real quick here, because I want to say them. I won't catch them where I go, because I'm gonna. Now, barren. He says he's talking about barren. Let's back up, barren. And then he says, "My goodness, break forth." Underline that. You're moving from barren to break forth. Verse 1, Isaiah 54:1. You move from barren. Now see this, though. See, because we're always looking at somebody else or something else. No, he's talking to you.
Yes, he is. He is talking to you.
Whatever not producing in your life.
Right. Yes. That's right.
Amen. It's time now for it to break forth.
I receive it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, now stick with me now. Stick with me a minute. Right. Sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child, for more the children of the desolate, there's ruin, you know, than the children of the married wife, said the Lord. Now he's saying enlarge.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you're going to produce, you're going to need more room.
Yeah.
Enlarge the place of thy tent. But then look what he said next. Stretch. Stretch. Not only enlarge, stretch. You need some room in this kingdom citizenship. Oh my. Let the Bible speak and everybody else be solid. I'm gonna close. Listen. All right, he said, enlarge the place of thy tent. You got that? Underline enlarge. Some of y'all are scared to stretch. And let them stretch forth the curtain of thy habitation. So enlarge. Stretch. You see it? Look at them two words there. Huh? I tell them, girl, let me just use a little small example. I tell those girls who God have chosen to take care of me. I tell them, girl, I don't want no stale fruit. I don't want no soft apple. If the apple gets soft, throw it away. Get me some fresh fruit. I want fresh fruit. Because the Lord told me, spare not. I can get you some more apples and oranges. Don't be eating no more sour oranges. Throw them away. Talking about waste. There ain't no waste. Is waste for you to eat a rotten apple? God can't give you no more because you're holding on to the other stuff. Let it go. Let it go. I'm telling you about enlargement. It says spare not. Underline that. I want you to get that. Then the next word is lengthen. See, it's all with increasing. Lengthen thy cause. And strengthen thy state. How many are seeing it? How would, it's the Holy Ghost. Come so much, now let's shout. It's the Holy Ghost took me over there and got me in Isaiah 54 to explain the kingdom. Verse 3. Verse 3. Read that first statement. Woo! See now y'all see that beyond English. And you under this matter, you're under this anointing, so you about to break forth on the left and right. Oh, isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? You about to break forward on the left and right. Isn't that sad? Listen, boy. Last night, when LSU made a touchdown, them people went crazy. You about to break forward on the left and the right. You see what I mean? Baby, listen to me. Let me say it in your English. Maybe you can catch it. Baby, that's a touchdown statement. Listen, this book, this Bible I preach, it's real. So we're not shucking and jiving in here. We're not trying to fill in a space here. You know, so we can go to half church so long. No. He says you're going to break forth on the right hand and the left. And he said, thy seed shall inherit. I want you to underline the word inherit and inhabit. Once you get it, it can't be taken from you. And then the fourth verse says, fear not. Good God Almighty. Kutala Manshatala. Chikurananja. Now let me close by showing you, I need to go over it again in 1 Chronicles 29. I don't even know if I got to it one time. I said something about it. We never got into it, right? Huh? We need to get into it. I want to explain this kingdom to you. It's very well explained what we're talking about here. We're not talking about no small thing here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise God. Thank you. Look at this, if you will. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Greatness belongs to me. I'm supposed to live a great life. I'm supposed to make a mark that can't be erased. And the power.
And the glory.
And the victory. Let God try to tell us something. And the victory.
And the majesty.
Wait a minute. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. That was talking about your God. Thine is the kingdom. That is. Oh Lord. And thou as exalted as head above all. Verse 12. Verse 12. Both. And thou what? And in thy hand. In thy hand. So let's salute the Lord in verse 13. Now therefore our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody want to praise him right now? All those things that were said about God is talking about you, because God in you and you in God. Expand. Enlarge. Live a big life. Think big. I got some, watch. Wait a minute. I don't know what version this was in, but the man said something here that the man says in Isaiah 54, yeah, in the Message Bible. Give me Isaiah 54. I'm going to close in the Message Bible because it got two statements in there. Spread out and think big. Write it down. Spread out. We let self-help book all them, took them words. That word belonged to us. Spread out and think big. Come, give me the Message Bible. You got a Message Bible right there? Isaiah 54, let's see, it's 1. What verse 1 at? You were just trying to take me to that one, right? Go to verse 1. I think I need verse 1 too. Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song. You have never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. In other words, whatever you couldn't be pregnant with this morning, you. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Clear a lot of ground. Make your tent large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent peg deep. Something about to happen in your life. I don't know. Go to the next verse. I don't know what it says next verse. I got stuck right there. You're going to need a lot of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over nation, whole nation. You're going to resell an abandoned city. According to what you heard this morning, I want you to find 7 people and tell them spread out and think big. Spread out. Spread out. Pray it out. Tell them put that on the board for me. Tell them put spread out and think big on the board. Big writing. Spread out. Think big. Because the Lord thy God is with thee. Spread out and think big. You got it? Huh? You got it? Spread out and think big. I receive some. $500. Hurry up. Hurry up. Get it up there. I want to see it. Hurry. That's too small. No. Take it off the board quickly. That's a little better. Tell Darius, I said, put that on the bulletin board out there, the road. Let somebody see it. Spread out. Think big. Tell them have it on, have it out there before we leave. Tell them get it out there right now. And we're not just talking about material stuff here. We're talking about boldness. We're talking about how big our God is. God is so bigger than material stuff. At the name of Jesus, every material thing got to bow. But in your kingdom citizenship, the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. And the world. And then it dwell therein. So you're supposed to be blessed. Every head bowed, every eye closed.